League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
I almost said animal hatred, but...
Why?
Just because of the story we just heard.
Oh, okay, fair. But that's more like people hatred.
Yeah. This week on the show, we have actress Shlee Snider.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So, Shlee, why do you...
In these dark times.
Yeah.
Dark... Depressing times.
I would like to preface that a lot of us are not comfortable with leaving the house right now, but we're coming to you to bring this to you anyway.
Yeah, we've sacrificed our anxiety for your benefit, listening audience.
So this better get like 100,000 downloads, or I'm gonna fucking go on a spree.
This is true. I do have hand sanitizer for everybody. I know it's like gold right now.
So. Well, all right.
Only $150 an ounce.
Yeah. To be honest, I've had to prostitute myself for hand sanitizer.
You giving hand jobs with hand sanitizer?
It doesn't.
No, feel it dries out too quick.
It doesn't feel as bad as you would think.
What about like if you're just going at it raw all day, and then it's just like alcohol seeping into your like chafed dick?
I mean, now I'm going to have to try this.
Jeremy's got to get his somehow.
It's like I already see what it's doing to people's hands, so it's.
Well, look, I've definitely had months where it's been like no lube, going at it raw. Then I have a partner for the first time in a month, and they're like, "What's wrong with you? Are we sick?" And it's like, "No, it's just chafing."
Your animals talk.
I mean, you take enough hallucinogens, and yes, they do.
All right.
That's why I leave the cat in charge. Cat has the best voice. So, Shlee, why do you hate being asked when you're going to have children?
Oh, my God. Probably because it's something I haven't been able to get away from since I was, 18?
God.
Wow.
What is wrong with people? Who wants an 18-year-old to have a kid?
Well, apparently every woman in the suburbs.
Fucking white people, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like you're now of age. It's time to get pregnant.
If you're a good Christian girl, like that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, if you want to be gross about it, of age means when they get their fucking period. So
valid.
That's fucking gross.
Well, in reality, I think the first time I was asked this was probably 12 or 13. So you're not far off. I was just trying to.
I don't know. I'm 13. I'm thinking my 5-year fucking plan. I was thinking about doing. Well, no, I guess that was later, but drugs. That's what I was going to say.
12, I was definitely thinking of doing drugs.
Well, I think that's a more valid 5-year plan for a 13-year-old than a child is.
Yeah, you're pretty impenetrable when you're 13.
Wrong choice of words.
No, well, no. No, because that makes it sound like I've tried.
Okay, so 13-year-old Jordan trying to find out if he's penetrable. Jordan's looking at goat sex going, yeah. I can do this.
I mean,
I'm going to fit a globe there.
Next thing.
Just checking them off.
One of those little mini globes.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. But with the thing on the end.
With like the, what do they call that? Is that just
the holder of the thing that it spins on?
Yeah.
But doesn't it like give the degrees?
Yeah, it's like the latitudinal axis or something.
Right on.
the metal latitudinal axis.
If I had kids, I wouldn't be able to think about the things I think about and do this podcast, because I'd be so thinking about how I want to kill myself.
It's like living with a sensor 100% of the time. I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
That is true, as I have lived with many children. And look, not like that.
Yeah, you didn't say I've captured many children.
No, I haven't captured children.
Not yet.
You just come willingly when I hold the candy and the puppy in the other arm.
I'm like the Pied Piper of Pepper Pike. So. The children just come to me. No, but I lived in a house with three children in the basement, and I had company over one night. And one, the cat was pissed. Like, real piss, because the cat was sleeping with me every night, and the cat was not allowed in the basement because the company was allergic to cats. So she alerted the media. As soon, like, I let her outside, because it was like, what else am I going to do? She's going to keep coming down. I'm going to have to keep throwing her off the bed. And she's going to keep coming down. I have to keep throwing her off the bed. That's just not going to work. So I just put her outside, because she was a good cat. But as soon as she got let in the house, meow! There's an evil woman in the basement! So, the 5-year-old girl sees me walk her out to her car and goes, "Mommy, Jeremy had a friend over and they were making pizzas in the basement." And I didn't know that 5-year-olds had a word for it, but apparently it's making pizzas.
Which is a problem, because I make pizzas on the regular all the time, but actual ones constantly. So
yeah.
Me too. That was my job before I was laid off.
Yeah. So.
What's sexy about making a pizza while kneading the dough, tossing the dough, and watching the cheese melt?
You know, tossing the dough makes way more sense than tossing the salad.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah, it's pretty doughy down there.
That was a spit take, not a corona cough.
It does get...
if it feels like a tossed salad, you've gone wrong, I guess.
Like, you couldn't let your kids listen to this show.
Exactly.
No, I mean, definitely not. Please don't let your children listen to me. I mean, some people do.
Then they start following him around.
Yeah, they'll start following me around and going, "Uncle Jeremy, I'm just gonna have to deal with that for the rest of your life."
So 18 was when you started getting asked that?
Yeah, I think so, because that was about when I got my first serious boyfriend. So yeah, there was no question of like, when are you getting married? It was like, oh, you know, when you have kids, you're gonna, you know, and there was just this assumption of when.
Yeah,
immediately. Yeah. Is when you do. And I've known since I was, I think, 6 that I didn't want that.
Yeah, I've always been the same way. I was just like, yeah, I don't have any need for a child whatsoever. I'm too selfish. I'm way too selfish to have a kid.
That's been my excuse, and now I find that it's actually very unselfish to not want them, but I used to think I was too selfish.
Yeah, I mean, like, in a worldview, it's unselfish, because, like, I it's funny that we're talking about this, because my uncle, who's, like, more like a brother to me, he had a kid who just turned 8, loved the kid to death, but I said to him, I was like, hey, he's a Gen Xer. I was like, you need to tell your fucking generation to stop having children. And he's like, why? Your generation's kids are all idiots. I was like, we're not really having them. You guys just had more, and you're having more. And they're the fucking, you know, coronavirus fucking kids
going to the beach.
Yeah, in Florida. Like, those are the kids that were born in the last, like, 15, 20 years. 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, and he was like, oh, your kids are idiots. I'm like, my generation is having them, but not nearly at the rate that you guys are.
My generation, they're not old enough to be idiots yet. We haven't decided. There's no diagnosis yet for my generation's kids.
Yeah, it's very hard to diagnose children. They have all the personality disorders.
Every one of them. Every one of them all at once.
Well, that's the thing that I don't think people realize is the lifetime level of commitment that is. Because if I'm going to be...
another person's lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they might live longer. Well, they're going to live longer than me, hopefully, in theory. If it goes the way my potted plants go, no. But,
Uh-oh. Well, you know, they have... never mind.
What's it like when people ask you now?
They've finally given up since I turned 35.
Okay.
They finally feel like I'm an adult and capable of making my own decisions, yeah. I feel, for the most part. But it took that long. I was being asked as... probably the last time I was asked, I was about 33 or I just turned 34.
Yeah.
And I was still being, you know, and there's the, oh, you'll change your mind and the, you don't know what you want yet. That's my favorite. Or you'll change your mind once you have them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to.
You'll, that's a terrible, like, way to encourage somebody to have a kid. Just have one. Then you'll change your mind.
Well, insert any kind of decision into that. Just do it and then you'll change your mind after.
Yeah, that's not how you want to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't want to do, you want to, like, have your mind made up when you do something. Then if you make a mistake, you're like, okay, I fucked up.
But I mean, like, imagine that, like hitting on someone, like, just go to bed with me, you'll change your mind after.
Don't consent to this, but you'll like it later, I promise.
It's worked for me. Trust me, just get over that first hump.
Hey, we don't even have to cancel ourselves for coronavirus. You're gonna get us canceled anyway.
All I'm saying is that, you know, after a few adult beverages and a roll on the floor, people change their mind.
I like how for Jeremy, it's not a roll in the hay. It's like, let's roll, get down on the floor. Let's get on the linoleum.
Well, you've been.
I hate it when people assume I have furniture.
Well, yeah, I don't have a bed. I have a floor.
Who needs a bed? There's a perfectly good floor.
Yeah. I mean, when we went to West Virginia with Sad Boys, I was like, I call floor. When we went to Michigan with Sad Boys, I call floor.
And Nick was like, don't worry, there's no beds.
No, Nick's mom put us up in a hotel room. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because there's no beds there.
Still called the floor.
Well, yeah, it was like we had two beds and four Sad Boys.
There's one benefit to sleeping on the floor in a crowded hotel room. It's like, if it's in the summertime, sleep next to the fucking air conditioner. You'll freeze. Yeah. You'll freeze. It'll be great.
That's fair. It's very zen of you. So, well done there.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want to sleep in the same bed as Drew, so.
That's fair.
I mean, or anybody else.
Yeah.
But that was my option. Because Sam and Mike called it. They were like, we're sleeping together. Because, you know, they're skinny boys, and they knew that if anything happened in the middle of the night, rubbing two twigs together was going to start a fire. But no, that's so I slip on. I always, like, if it has to happen, I will sleep on the floor. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'll curl up next to the trash, or I'll, like, you know. Well, that's what I did in West Virginia. It was like we had an overflowing trash can, and it was like, that's my pillow.
That's the thing you choose to curl up next to, not like the leg of a chair.
Nope.
No, it's trash.
Exactly where I belong.
You were like a cat at my old apartment. You never slept in like the same position, or like, it was never like, okay, this is my spot where I sleep at Jordan's house. It was like, oh, I'd pass out on the, remember the love seat, the little love seat, or the big couch. You're like a cat.
Yeah, no, actually, Jess Falstick has pointed out to me that I am a cat. Children and other cats love me. I have a weird sleeping schedule, and I eat infrequently, and, like, I want people to leave me alone most of the time, so I am a cat.
Fair enough.
Sounds about accurate.
Yeah.
I am, I identify...
And don't piss you off.
Yeah.
Because you get vicious.
I do get vicious. I will claw your eyes out.
With a human knife.
And they had to take my teeth out already because I was biting too much.
That's the human equivalent.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll mark my territory.
Fair enough. Yeah. See, yeah, Jeremy's a cat.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, I am...
sheer cat.
Oh, like instead of a Cheshire.
No, instead of a meerkat.
Oh, a sheer. Oh, just, I wish I had that tail.
Or a Cheshire cat. That would work too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, because I'm trippy.
Okay, keep it down, Garcia.
We were born on the same day. me and old Nine Fingers.
What? Me,
really?
Yeah, Jerry Garcia was born on August 1st.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, fuck Jerry. Fuck Jerry Garcia.
No,
fuck
it's the not grateful. Nice.
No, I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but it makes some of my hippie-ish friends happy.
Sure, fair enough.
No, so I will... I will expect you all to respect my new identity as a cat and give me treats.
But leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Just give me treats. I will ask for scritchies occasionally.
And then bite you.
Yeah.
When he's done.
Yeah.
Mm. When I'm done. So that's happening. So have you looked into going in and getting the surgery?
You know, I'm absolutely freaking terrified of it.
Okay.
Yeah, because anything else that they offer me to do has horrendous and horrible side effects all the time. Right. So, yeah, I went in actually for an IUD last year, and I had intense pain to the point where I was screaming for 9 months straight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and every time I go in, they're like, oh, you know what, your pain should be subsiding in about a day or two. Great. And then I come back in 7 days, and they're like, well, you're supposed to give it 3 to 4 weeks. That is absolutely the opposite of what you just told me.
Yeah.
And every time I came in, they lengthened it to the point where they were like, well, it's supposed to be about a year of pain, was what they told me. Yeah. And then it turns out that they did an ultrasound and it was trying to push its way out sideways through my uterus. So, yeah.
I don't have one of those, but ow.
So, you know, if the stuff that's reversible and easy is so painful and god-awful, I'm terrified of anything because I feel like non-permanent stuff has non-permanent horrible side effects. So I feel like permanent things probably have permanent horrible side effects. That's the logic I use. Fair as enough. A doctor. Yeah.
Dr. Schley, medicine woman, says no. I know a lot of people that are terrified of the surgery. So, like, I understand it.
Yeah, and they assume that it's because I'm going to change my mind. I'm like, no, trust me. If there was nothing that was going to go wrong, I'd be there already. I'd have been there at 18, but...
Yeah.
Like, if I could afford, like, to go get, like, just, I wouldn't care. Like, I wouldn't make my fiance go through that. Like, it's a way less intensive thing for a guy to go get it done. So, I don't see, like, if... Unless you're with someone who's like, maybe I do want to have kids. And it's like, well, maybe this isn't going to work then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, too, is I won't date anybody that's a maybe. Because there's no, I'm not going to deprive somebody
right.
of that option in their life if they're in any way maybe. Oh, well, I'll think about it. No.
No, yeah, that's got to be something you're sure of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the surgery. So it's, I can tell you that, yeah, it's definitely way less invasive for a man. It's outpatient. And there's no, like, general anesthesia. It's local anesthetic, and it takes a half an hour. Wow. And then, like, they do it on a Friday. You've got peas on your balls for the weekend, and then you can go back to work. But I told everybody at work it was National Walk Like a Gunslinger Week.
That's perfect.
My balls kind of look like one of those oranges that has another orange growing off the top of it.
But I hope that was a temporary side effect.
Yeah, it was a temporary side effect.
Because if that's permanent, I don't think I want to get it done.
I'm just going to look to my right.
But it's...
Why are you always slumping to your right?
It, you know, it's the main side effect that happens is with men is post-vasectomy pain, which I got. It's once every few months, and it just feels like somebody is pulling on my vas deferens. Like, so it feels, this is bad for podcasting, but like right, like in my pelvis, like it just feels like a string is being pulled in there.
Oh, weird.
Once every three, and nothing can make it go away. I just have to wait it out.
Yeah. And that continues?
Yeah, but you can also get, like, little, like, grainy stuff that happens in there that hurts for a little bit. But, you know, other than that, there are no, like, big-time serious side effects that I know about. Sometimes it doesn't take.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, that I've heard sucks. About that happening to people.
Yeah, but, you know, I managed to get one out and get tested. it was not easy.
Crack like, one off.
Well, you know, you think about it, it's like, you know, my balls are that big, and it's like, is it even hard? I can't tell. And
it's like, my balls are that big, it took a while to fill that cup. Yeah.
You don't have to fill the cup. I asked.
I have been, I have been misled. Yeah, sir, we're gonna need you here for about 3 days. We're gonna need you on like every hour cycle.
Man,
no sleeping.
So I'm about to get to know you way better than I thought I would, Jeremy, but I have to ask, because everyone says this. I've heard this so many times that it decreases sex drive.
No.
For guys to get that done.
No.
That's awesome.
No.
That's what I heard. That was my number one thing. I'm like, I don't know if I want a guy to like not be interested anymore after that. So.
No, I my sex drive has decreased from trauma.
mine has decreased because of meds.
Yeah, meds. But no, I was in a long-term relationship and the sex did not decrease. As soon as we were able to, it was back in the bedroom.
Oh.
So it was like, that was not an issue. But it was also like, my opinions on sex have changed from that point, but I was like very into the person I was with, and that didn't change once I got the vasectomy. I think that rumor gets started, I think, because people think of a vasectomy as like getting castrated.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not. It's, you're just getting the vas deferens to slice and burned. Which when I had mine, like I felt it and it sucked. But, yeah, it sucked, but you know, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Basically, they didn't want to give it to me. They were like, you know, well, you're only in your 20s. You're going to change your mind. I'm like, look.
There it is.
Yeah.
Got right back. Yeah, the fact
this that... This is how I overcame the objection. I'm like, I'm a stand-up comic, and I go on the road. I am going to get drunk and sleep with a waitress.
I'm going to try and get a lot of people pregnant, so this is just precaution for the world.
This is for society purposes. Yeah.
For science.
I think it's crazy because it was up till recently that women had to have had children before they could get anything permanently done unless they had some kind of major medical issue going on.
There are a lot of women that I've talked to that their OBGYNs will not do it for them.
It's insane.
I don't understand.
Get a different doctor.
Like, that's the thing. Like, what's the option? Because all doctors seem to be doing this is like, you know.
How about it's not your fucking choice? Is getting my tubes tied on the menu? Great. Awesome. I want that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'll sign whatever you want me to sign. If you, like, you know, that I can't come after you later and be like, but I decided I want children. I don't know how that would be your fault, but I just don't get that, that people argue with you like they know better than you know.
Yeah. I mean, the theory is that you don't want a bunch of 18-year-olds getting sterilized and going, no, and then, like, regretting it in their... I will admit, I've definitely had some regrets getting older in that, you know, I'm never going to have a baby, and but I think that's, like, stupid, like, hormones or something, like, telling me, like, you need to have a baby so that you can raise a little mound of flesh that kind of looks like you and not like an actual like regret. But you know, that's not, you have a pretty good idea of what you want to spend 18 years of your life doing. And honestly, it's more than 18 years.
Let's put it this way.
It's forever. Yeah.
When you put it that way, I can think of ways to not spend 18 years, and having a kid is number one on that fucking list.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some things, you know, once a kid's about 8 years old, I get along with them very well because I can reason with them at that point, usually. But there's just this, you know, anytime that I feel that question in my mind, am I making the right decision or whatever, I just start thinking about, oh, good Lord, all of the things that come from making that decision. So from the fact that I'm ruining my body for my career, I do not know if it would ever get back into shape again. There's all the horrible things that my friends have gone through with their pregnancies. And then it's just like raising this tiny thing and being responsible for that every single day when, like I said, I kill houseplants. So there's that level of responsibility. And I know me, and I wouldn't want to be a crappy parent.
Yeah.
So I would probably give up everything so that I could do this right and be the right person for that child.
Yeah.
And then I would resent it because
I
would resent that because I'm finally getting going on acting career and I've got all these other things going for me and I travel a ton and I want like adventure, essentially, in my life, and I would be giving up all of it for that.
Yeah.
And I just know me. I'm a human. I would resent that. And that's healthy for a child to experience.
Right. Absolutely not. This is not healthy at all. I have the opposite effect, which I get along with them very, very well when they're young. Like, I was nicknamed the baby whisperer because there are children that will not nap. And apparently, like, my body feels like a crib, so they just go right to sleep with me.
Man, I don't know how they feel about me because I'm just indifferent, so I just don't hold them. I've held 2 babies in 35 years of being alive.
Oh, wow.
My cousin when he was born, and my very first friend to have a baby.
Yeah.
I held hers. That's been it, because it's not even just people say, you know, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference or whatever. I don't hate children. I'm just very, very indifferent. There's just nothing there. So people, you know, and I always think, is there something wrong with me? Because people always comment on how cute babies are and stuff. I'm like, I feel literally nothing.
No, I mean, like, my best friend just had a kid, and, like, I feel something for that kid. Everybody tells me I'd be a great dad. Like, because I'm the oldest of 4, you mm-hmm. know? So, like, I know how to, you know, I've been around kids my entire life, know how they act. I actually like them. They're too much management from, like, the ages of, like, you know, when they're born to 5. And then, like, 4 or 5, they're fun. 4, 5, 6, they're funny. This is like 7 through 18, they're really annoying.
See, I like them that age, though. I get along with them so well. People say I hate kids, and I don't. Yeah. I really don't. I get along with them very well at that point.
I think the issue you may have is that they need to know how to go to the bathroom on their own before they can hang out with you.
Yes, and if they're in trouble, they need to be able to repeat back to me why. Yeah. I think that's the biggest issue. It's like, why are you in trouble now? If they can answer that legit, then we're good.
Yeah.
They need to understand what they're doing wrong, and then we get along fine.
Okay, so kid has to grow up enough to have a moral compass.
Yes.
Which I believe my mom, because I was raised religious, and my mom always goes, where do you think you got your morals from? And I was like, I think people are inherently, like, born inherently knowing what's wrong and what's right, unless there's something really wrong with their brain, like, you know, a fucking serial killer. And I just constantly try to explain to her that, like, I don't know, I'm trying... the way I'm trying to say it without being a fucking dick.
I know that's hard for you.
I mean,
good luck.
And that's like, I don't know. I'll pause. I'll shelf that.
Come back to us as soon as possible. I want to know what all anyone has said to you folks when you said that you were going to be childless for your life, because I have some doozies.
Oh, I mean, like, well, that's kind of reverts back to, like, me being a dick. Like, you know, I'll say to my, you know, my mom's, oh, when are you and Chelsea going to have kids? Or my dad will say, no, we're not. Well, you know, I want grandkids. That's fucking great. You'll have to wait until the twins are old enough to have kids if they want to, because I'm not, you know, and Riley certainly not, you know. Mm. So,
she's not going to have children? Well. Looks like the widow's jiggers more and more attractive.
You just want that hospital money, you sick fuck. But no, I mean, like, yeah, I don't let responses, like, when people, oh, you know, it changes you, like, all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, no, if it did, it would change me for the worst. Oh, you'd be a great dad. Like, that's cool. That means that I can be a great uncle and give kids back.
Yes.
I don't need, they're not, like, at the end of the day, I can pick it up for, like my best friend's kid. Like, I plan on having a relationship with that child. Like, but I'll be able to give her back. And, like, hey, this is not mine. Why is she crying? I honestly don't know. Here's your kid. Make it stop.
It's because she opened her eyes and saw me. Tim Cornette said that children like me because they're not socialized enough to know I'm creepy.
And I'm just sitting here silently nodding like, huh.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay.
But no, they like the weirdest response that I've gotten to getting a vasectomy has been from younger women who have been like, well, what if you meet somebody that wants kids and that's a deal breaker? And I'm like, well, then that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be together then.
Yeah, that's the point.
I thought it was because all these young 20-year-old girls, they find you so virile.
Just like, I just wanted your babies, but now there's nothing for it.
You're like Sam Hell. Hell Comes to Frogtown. Like, all the fertile girls want you to get them pregnant.
I don't understand why I'm getting more interest from younger women right now. Like, I am not attractive. I'm not, like, there's nothing about me that says, you know, hip 20-year-old dude.
Do you give off the air that you have money at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Jewish.
There it is.
So he has it, but he's not giving it to you.
No, that's my Jew goal.
See, now you can't get mad when people make jokes about Jews being trolls if you say shit like that. Look, your Jew gold sounds like a troll bridge.
It's not a troll bridge. The Jew gold is to advance to the Zionist state.
He's a fucking... You're a terrorist.
Jeez.
This is what we do.
Yeah. fucking asshole.
See,
no,
but I say it out of love.
No, some people in my family were upset when I got the vasectomy because they, you know, they wanted grandkids. But then, like, you know, I met a girl with a kid, and like, it's like this is what you get. Like, you know, I adopted this child. Deal.
Yeah.
And
she's like, here it is. Mm-hmm. And then you walk out of the room.
Yeah. That's basically what I did. My dad came over, like, can I see him? Well, it wasn't him at the time, but, and so I'm like, yep, he's asleep. And he walks in there, like, okay. And then, yep, this is what's going on now, Dad.
Went to the baby store and got one. Now shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Both my sisters have kids. So, like, all is, like, that is now, like, cast aside. Like, I am no longer, you know, the grandkids need to happen person.
That's a load off.
Now remember what I was going to say is, like, when you said about it being, like, you know, we were talking about being selfish, all that stuff. Like, I don't want to bring a kid into this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like an indictment of it right there. Is like, look at what's going on, like, today as we're recording this, is coronavirus is outbreaking the entire world. And people are dying, and kids are susceptible to it more than, you know, I think people our age.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to even come, I'll give you an example. I was supposed to be at my best friend's house last night, spending the night. When all this shit started happening, I texted him and was like, dude, if it were just you and me, I wouldn't care, but, like, I don't even want to risk getting the kid sick. And he was like, I'm glad that you said that, because, like, I feel the same way. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to risk that.
It's like raising a baby during, like, Fallout 3. Like,
yeah.
But you were raised in a bunker.
Yeah.
And you couldn't leave until the disease had subsided.
So I think it's unfair to, like, bring a kid into this world sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, I would get my vasectomy reversed if I was living in Fallout 3 world.
Hell Comes to Frogtown. That's basically what that would be.
No, it wouldn't be Hell Comes to Frogtown. It would be, I need clean sources of meat.
Oh, my God.
So what I would be doing impregnating women,
mm-hmm.
and then eating the babies.
All right, yeah.
So like human veal.
Yes. I would raise them in little boxes so that they appropriate cuts of meat.
You're a disturbing individual.
I feel like that's what breeders think of non-breeders, though.
Yeah.
To a degree. Like, I got called a murderer once.
A murderer?
Yes, I was called a murderer by a family member.
Because you're not having children.
Yes, because as the phraseology went, you are killing all of the unborn children it was your duty to have.
That is
That's somebody who should be committed to a hospital.
That's the most fucked up thing.
Isn't that insane? Yeah.
You know what? This me being a dick. I would have been like, you know, like if I were a woman, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go get pregnant and have an abortion. Then if you want to call me a murderer, I'll allow it. Just to get under their fucking skin.
Just be like, so it's exactly the same as if I had one and then just like killed it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like that's fucking ridiculous.
And my thought is like, am I just a murderer or am I a serial killer? How many was it my job to have? How many was I supposed to have had?
I think you're more like Hitler. Like you're wiping out millions.
I was supposed to be very prolific.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
You're just supposed to go. All right, time to get pregnant again. Give me the meth.
I'm just like the Queen Anne in the colony. Just keeps coming.
Or the Queen Alien. Just like just dropping out eggs.
Oh, I'm supposed to have all these kids here. Jizz on my pads. You fucking weirdo.
In case of apocalypse, let's just kill the rest of the world, us three. Oh, God.
I'm waiting for somebody to get pregnant from a pad one day.
Is that your dream?
Yes.
Now it is.
Now it is. Jordan, I'm going to need you to start jizzing on pads.
Whatever. That's fine.
That's fine.
As long as I don't have to have like, I mean, I would go, nobody wants my kids. Let's first get that out of there. Nobody wants to have my children. But I would not be opposed to donating sperm if somebody wanted it. Like if I got paid money. Because I think you get, like, a lot of money.
Yeah, I feel
that.
I almost donated eggs, and then I realized they don't want mine. Like, no, I legit realized that. I went through the whole quiz, and I was like, oh, no, I have rejectable eggs. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Mm. They want, like you have to have a particular BMI and all kinds of other weird things. It's bizarre.
Oh, I'm way out of bounds on that one.
Yeah, I went to the sperm bank. They were like, you have fat sperm. Get the fuck out.
You fat, chewy sperm.
Yeah. Nobody wants your Jew sperm. Can't be bringing more Jews into the world. Get out.
But you're like, no, it's Junitarian.
It's Junitarian. I forget about that until you bring it up.
I never let shit go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and my work is done here, people.
Well, it was nice meeting you. Yeah.
If I pause him up, that's I broke Jeremy.
I think the worst time that someone asked me like when I was gonna have kids was when I was with a stripper that I was dating. Like, when are you two going to have kids? I'm like, she just had a kid. Like, I think we're good. And they're like, no, but you have a nice, young, fertile woman. You can, like, produce. Yeah, I know. Gross.
Just using the word fertile on someone is disgusting.
Oh, also, disclaimer. When I was talking about the abortion thing, that was not me saying that I think abortion is murder. I would like to point that out.
Just for the record, I would like to say that abortion is murder, but only, only... If you're standing underneath the person with a coat hanger in your mouth going,
why does it have to be in your mouth?
Throw the coat hanger away and go,
I guess, that would make you a murderer of the person whose vagina you were stabbing.
I used to have this movie.
That was a weird segue. I'm fascinated now.
So, I don't remember what it was called, but the gist of it was that this woman's very excited to have a baby until her lover, like, stabs her with a coat hanger and then smears it on the wall as he's walking out. So it's weird.
Was this the whole movie?
I mean, the whole movie.
Was it David Lynch's short film?
No, it was like a stupid, like, B-horror movie where, like, she finds out that she can only get off when she's murdering people. I don't remember what it's called, but I used to have
familiar.
To show it to people when the first time they came over to the house was like, you're going to watch the coat hanger abortion scene with me.
Want to know what it's like hanging out at my house? Play.
This is how I vet my friends. Are you cool enough to hang out with me?
It was.
Get it? Hang out.
Yeah. But, you know, I found a way to make it worse because I always do. But yeah, no, it's there's definitely a way to kill babies, and I've thought about it a lot.
I think the worst thing, other than that, that happened to me, I met this hairdresser in Miami, an Italian hairdresser. And I remember he was trying to sell me a curling iron at first. This is going somewhere. He was trying to sell me a curling iron, and he, like, gets into it. He starts flirting with me pretty hardcore, and I was just like, okay, you're just trying to sell a curling iron. He's like, no, I'm serious. I'm really flirting. Come here. Just it. So, anyway, wind up... He's super crazy flirty, and we wind up talking until the mall shuts down. And then he's like, oh, just stay a little bit longer. I close the shop and we talk and blah, blah, blah. So he closes the shop and he just like grabs me and starts kissing me. So I'm like kissing him back because I'm like that. And we're making out. And then he goes, how many children you want? Like immediately. That is the first question he asks me other than how do you like your hairstyle? That is the next thing. And I was like, I don't. And he goes, huh, until you realize you're not complete as a woman. That was his.
That guy lost out on some potential fun. What an idiot.
Yeah, that was.
What an idiot.
That was pretty much it. So that got called off. And then he asked if I wanted to go out later. And he wasn't willing to choose a date location that was on my bus route because I didn't have a car at the time. And I was like, I don't feel like taking, you know, walking a mile in the dark in the middle of Miami. So if we could kind of go somewhere that's on the bus route, that would be great. And he's like, that would mean I would have to drive across town. That was his response.
Well, your first mistake is you
an
were
Italian.
Making
it, yeah.
You could have let me finish.
Well, I had to do it. I had to do it. Because you know what I said to Chelsea? I was like, when she mentioned the coronavirus in Italy, I'm like, well, she's not unhappy.
No. No. That's like my favorite place for the coronavirus to be breaking out. Are you kidding me? This is God's punishment because you're filthy people. This is what you get.
The hate flow turned into a different podcast after the apocalypse.
The hate flow is going to be gloating at the Italians for the next 20 years. Ha ha, you're all dead. This is what you get.
Oh. We'll keep them to cook our food.
You peninsula European trash. Oh. This is what you get for creating a religion based around pederasty.
Fair enough.
And you get to die.
Fair enough.
In mass numbers. And your men are all rapists. At any rate.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, yes. Leo, like the pussy squad? Come on.
I refuse to believe the words you say.
Look, all I am saying.
Leonardo DiCaprio is wholesome.
Yes, he's a good man.
All I am saying is that if you hung him upside down, the grease would pool up underneath of him, and you could then slide his head just into a wall over and over and over again.
Why would you be sliding it?
Well, Jordan,
the grease has piled up very high.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
Jordan, you would be sliding him because I know you and your desires with Mr. DiCaprio.
Fair
so
enough.
You would be in a wheelbarrow position.
I know if we're making Paul laugh, it's a good episode, and I've heard him laughing the entire time. Yeah.
At any rate, enough about my hatred of Italians.
That's a different episode.
That's every episode. That's every episode. I would say it comes up more often than not. It gets mentioned.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, you're an honest person. I respect that.
I'm.
You're the Jewish Hitler of Italians.
Sure. I mean, I do have Nazi tendencies. What can I say?
There you go.
And what else am I, how else am I going to get a bunch of actors in line? You go to the good book.
My God.
I wasn't going to say it, Jordan. I was just going to leave it there. But no.
Not everybody knows. I'm sorry. I've been watching a lot of World War II shit.
Of course you have. What else are you going to do during quarantines? Like, I have
finally.
I am away from this Jew for a while. I'm just going to watch World War II documentaries and pretend he's on TV.
You know what? If somebody goes back and listens to this show over the years, they are going to think that I'm an anti-Semite. Yeah. Like 100%.
Yeah, they're going to think I'm anti-Italian, and I'm okay if they think that. So, Shlee, where can we find you on the internets?
Oh, gosh. I do have a website. That's what Shlee said.com.
Right on. Legit.
Yeah. So I have that. You can find me on Instagram at Shlee the Rapper. And Shlee is spelled like Ashley with no A. So it's S-H-L-E-Y.
Right on.
So that's the easiest way to find. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates being asked when they're going to have children as much as Shlee Snyder.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me loving ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniel's in drunkenness. Am I bring and under the punches, and I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.